Rosie on the house. We've thrown the door wide open here, so you're welcome in my house. Y'all come on in. Walk right in. If you want to give us a visit and talk to us about some project you're trying to tackle in, out, and about your house, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to go here at the live Tucson Convention Center, Saba Home Show. You can come on down today, 10 to 6, tomorrow 10 to 5. We've got various Rosie on the House certified contractors out there on the floor we'd like you to look for and give them a visit. Any questions you might have, we've got Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We've got Kinetico Water Treatment, a new member of Rosie on the House. We have the Solar Store. We have Rebath and others all here at the Saba Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show at the Tucson Convention Center. And I'm here broadcasting in a glass enclosed room overlooking the floor. And it looks like they're just beginning to open the doors and allow people to come on in. It looks like we're going to have a soft opening just a little bit early. So come on down. Looks like they're letting you in. We'd love to visit with you sometime today. Boy, lots of emails, people reaching out to us all the time in emails, questions, what can or can't they do. Email in particular this week from Gil asked us, Rosie, does anyone who climbs up and inspects a roof for leaks or damage have to be licensed or certified by the state of Arizona? Can a neighbor or a friend climb on my roof to inspect it? Do they need a permit, a license, or certification? Gil, nobody needs anything to climb up on your roof and inspect it, to just inspect it, okay? The question is, what are they inspecting it for, and what kind of a roof system is it? I was on a client's roof just yesterday. It is a flat roof. It's a Santa Fe home. It's authentic adobe home up in Paradise Valley. It's been there for 50 years. It's a gorgeous home. I've always told this woman, when she is ready to move, that's the house I want. It's absolutely one of my favorite homes of all time. This flat roof had experienced in areas a fairly significant amount of failure to the roof, and we had to assess what was it that was causing that failure. Flat roofs are very, very tough to troubleshoot because once water breaks the seal and gets in, it can travel a long ways before it manifests itself, and you don't know where to start looking. And Gil, What about a sloped roof? What if you've got a tile roof? I tell you what, those can be really, really tough. You need a trained, experienced eye to try and find a leak in that kind of situation. And you don't want just anybody walking on that tile roof. It makes it very tough. One misstep, and you could crack two or three tiles just in one step. And that tile isn't your roof. The real roof is everything that's underneath. That's why it's so hard to find a leak in those situations, because the leak is under, it's completely out of sight. So do you need to be licensed, bonded, and insured to get up on a roof to do an inspection? No, not legally, you don't. But with the Rosie Certified Roofing Contractors in your area giving free roof inspections, why don't you just call one of the Rosie Certified Roofing Contractors and get your free inspection by a experienced, certified, licensed, bonded, insured roofing expert? It's the easiest answer I've got to your question, Gil. Thanks for asking.
Well, why would you want a non-expert to give you an opinion on the condition
maybe
of
his,
your roof?
Maybe his neighbor is convincing him he is.
Right.
So
then if he was, then... Why isn't he certified?
Just to do an inspection, you don't need to be licensed. Once you do work that involves more than $1,000 of labor and material, at that point, whammo, you need a license. And I would not have anyone work on my roof that wasn't licensed, because it adds an extra layer of recourse. And one of the most important components of any home is a waterproof roof.
Now, I have some follow-up on my worksheet from yesterday. You know, when homeowners stop by and they ask questions, sometimes I don't always have the information right there at the tip of my hand. We don't have a computer in our booth. It is nice to have that real-time information, but ultimately, I don't like walking past a booth and seeing someone else on a computer, so I don't like that for our booth. And if it's sitting there long enough and you've got a lull, you're going to be too tempted to get on there and work. So we eliminate the temptation. We don't have it. I've got to get some information followed up to Mr. Townsend, who's actually worked for the City of Tucson Transportation Department. Has a foam roof.
In Tucson.
In Tucson.
Which is rare.
It is. Has a unit on it. His air conditioning is on top.
Okay.
The ductwork comes over about 12 feet and then down into his home. That's been foamed.
Good.
And around the air conditioning unit, it's been foamed.
Okay.
About, he thinks it's at least 15-year-old foam.
Wow. That's really rare in
really
Tucson.
Rare.
Really rare. Unless he bought our old house. Because that's exactly our no. house at 4th and Alvernon.
He showed me pictures. This is a little bigger than that hut you had, Katie, living in.
The college house.
And his has developed a leak right around the air conditioning unit.
Okay.
And he's thinking, why can't I just take the foam off in this 100-foot section around it, square feet of foam, and refoam? And the roofer's telling him the foam won't stick. You've got to tear everything off and refoam everything. And I said,
It depends how sunburned the foam is that's currently there. You, if he showed you pictures, that would help. We would need to see what's the condition of existing foam.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
And I've never heard of foam not sticking to foam. They were telling him foam wouldn't stick to foam. The reason you use foam is because it sticks to everything.
Generally speaking,
especially your vehicle parked by at your neighbor's house.
If the elastomeric coating is still there, and we can scarify it and prime it, we can generally get the foam to stick to it. But there are several instances where we don't go foam on top of foam.
Okay. I had just never heard of somebody saying specifically what he was telling me. I don't know about that. But
that all sounds like a whole lot of work for just a small leak around a duct penetration. I would think just some elastomeric top coat sealer could probably solve
some more
the
top coat.
Yeah.
So, well, I got him in touch with our roofers. But for my frame of reference, I still needed to know.
You can't get foam roofing in Tucson very easily. One of the places you can get it is the Rosie Certified Roofer, Lyons Roofing. And I'll tell you what, when we owned a home down here, I brought foam roofing contractors down from Phoenix to have it done. It's year-round insulation. It protects your house from the heat in the summer, protects your house from the cold, damp, frosty mornings in the winter. It's a great sound insulator. It sticks to everything. You put the elastomeric coating over the top, and you've got a roof that needs to be looked at like every 7 to 10 years, and every 10 to 15 years you roll on another layer of elastomeric coating after you clean it real well. And I just thought it was a great roof. I've always thought a lot of it.
And I don't know as many flat roofs as there are in Tucson, why it hasn't caught on.
It just never has. There's a lot of old roofers here that just had a real predisposition against it. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Wendy's on the line. Go ahead with your question, ma'am.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, everybody, and love from Layla.
Oh, thank you.
I took advantage of the Harman solar thing.
Okay.
I guess I didn't win, but I'm going through the process just, I guess, a couple weeks ago. We heard from the HOA. It's all approved and everything, so I haven't heard from Harman, but I guess Jeremy get back to me eventually. But I had an experience yesterday. I was called by what I would call a solar chaser. They do bug stuff and birds, you know, preventing birds from.
Okay.
So what I want to know is, and I probably wouldn't use him, but what has been your experience with birds nesting under the panels? Is that something I need to be concerned about?
Wendy, are you a flat roof or are you a sloped roof?
I got slope.
Yeah. The panels are going to be laid parallel to the top of the deck, so close to the deck. The biggest bird you'd have to worry about is a hummingbird, and it'd be too hot under there for a hummingbird. Where it happens, Wendy, more often than not, is on flat roofs where we have to build little frames that slope the solar panels that are up off the roof maybe 2 or 3 feet. And then we have a tall parapet, you know, and multiple sources of shade. And then if we've got an evap cooler up there like we do on a lot of the office space and an industrial commercial space around town. So there's a little water supply, a little shade. Yeah, then we've got a problem. It's going to take, you have to work hard to keep the pigeons out of that space. But in your application, I don't think you have to worry about it.
I don't think so either. We appreciate the call.
Now, Wendy's a regular listener. Is she still up or did we take her down? Wendy, you still there, darling?
I'm still here. Yeah, it's going to be not on the. It's going to be on the lower part in the front, where you know above the garage, but that's still sloped.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll have a thing to worry about. And I do know this, since you're using Harmon Solar, you can ask them personally. They've put on a billion more solar panels than I ever have. Just ask them what are their experience. But on a sloped roof, there's no room for birds to get for shade.
Okay, that's awesome. I want to thank you for the information on insurance. I did switch insurance. I have a guy at networking, and they saved me about $1,000 a year from what I was doing. But I did ask for that, what was that, the large appliance
yes.
thing.
Yeah.
And he was able to build that in, but I wouldn't have known to ask for that if I hadn't heard the show.
And that is such a better way to protect yourself than the home warranty companies. And most people don't even know it's available. Wendy, that's great. Saving $1,000, that's awesome. Send it to Layla.
There you go. We appreciate the call.
I wonder how her Karcher water pressure is doing. Pressure washer.
Oh, she was a winner.
Yes
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. Yeah, that's a great little pressure washer unit if you need something for a handyman. Christmas gift coming up. A couple hundred bucks? I don't even think it's that much.
It's under 300.
Oh, electric?
And it's about the size of a carry-on suitcase. It'll fit inside the carry-on space of a airline, so it's small. It only weighs about 20 pounds. It's electric. It's not noisy. It's good. It's 1500, so it cleans a lot of things. But if I could have my druthers, I'd probably go. I'm gonna go to the next bigger one next time. I'm gonna want about 2400 psi for some of the projects I've been trying to tackle. So, but nice for a homeowner, it is a great unit.
You can find it under the cleaning category at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got Greg in Scottsdale who wants to talk June and Chandler, and open line at 1-888-767-4348.